The calendar says September 24th, but it feels like August. Preseason hot. Regardless, this is a big, big game. The Eagles trying to bounce back from an almost in Kansas City. The Giants trying to avoid a disastrous 0-3 start. Good afternoon, everyone. Merrill Reese and Mike Wick at Lincoln Financial Field for the home opener.
Blunt gives it to Blunt, and Blunt is in for the touchdown. Manning once again goes back. He looks. He is going deep down the far side, and it is intercepted. Intercepted down near the goal line.
That's Russell Douglas.
Can the Eagles stop them one more time? Manning goes to dark line. They stop him. They stop him. Manning again fires. It is deflected and intercepted. It is intercepted by Patrick Robinson, and the Eagles are back on offense. The 15, the 10, the 5, into the end zone. Sterling Shepard, touchdown.
Clement outside. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. He's in the end zone. Corey Clement.
His first NFL touchdown.
Boy, we've seen a lot of things.
Hey, man, it's the Eagles. It's the Giants. What do you expect? I expect a lot of drama in the fourth quarter and even possibly going into overtime, and that's what we're getting.
61 yards. Hold your breath. Ball is spotted. The kick is away. And the kick is... It's gone! And the Eagles win!
As you heard from the highlights of the game, Merrill Reese and Mike Quick, it was a crazy game at Lincoln Financial Field to open the Philadelphia Eagles' home schedule in 2017. 27-24, Jake Elliott nailing two field goals in the final 2 minutes and 17 seconds of this game, one from 46 yards, and then the longest field goal in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles, 61 yards, gives the Eagles the win over the NFC East rival New York Giants. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Eagles Live podcast. Instant reaction. Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, with you. On a day when the Eagles rang up 193 yards on the ground, Carson Wentz, 21 of 31 throwing the football. It all came down to the special teams. And Jake Elliott signed to this team only a couple of weeks ago after the injury to Caleb Sturgis. Elliott came up huge, as he talked about in his post-game interview with the media, a surreal scene at Lincoln Financial Field as Elliott made the kick, celebrated, and was carried off the field.
I know the play clock was running down anyway, so, and we weren't all that set yet because we kind of made last-minute decision to go out there and kick it, so we weren't all that set, so it was kind of good to regroup there and not be too rushed. It's kind of all a blur to me. I don't really know. I just know that the ball was in the air for a really long time, real close to that right upright.
A lot of different perspectives from that play. Let's go to the long snapper, Rick Lovato, who obviously had a big part in the huge kick.
You know, it's funny. I went out there and kind of knew they were going to call a timeout due to the fact the Chiefs did it last week against us and we had missed that short field goal. But I saved that snap. I didn't snap it on the timeout. I knew it was 61-yarder. I had to save myself, save Jake's leg. I didn't want to kick one before the timeout. Cool down. As soon as we were on the field even longer, I actually feel more comfortable when I'm on the field longer. So I got set. They set the ball. I grabbed the ball, threw it back there, clean snap, clean kick, right through the right upright. I was running downfield. On a field goal like that, you have to protect, because if it was short, we have to play the ball. But he booted that thing right through that right upright, and all I could do is just take off my helmet and sprint around the entire stadium. It was probably the most exciting time in my life for a football experience.
How much did the kick make it by?
It made it by at least, it was a good, I'd say, 8 to 10 feet off of the crossbar. It was boom. It probably could have made it from at least 63.
Had he shown that range, even in practice? Had you kicked any 61-yarders?
No, we never even attempt 61-yarders. But, you know, he's a young kid. He's got a strong leg. And as soon as they called the field goal team out there, I'm like, let's do this. Let's just go out and boot this thing and win this game. And that's what we ended up doing.
And then there was holder Donnie Jones, who had a lot of responsibility on the play and a lot of thoughts running through his mind.
It was awesome, man. It was a huge play. not only that play was huge, but the offense getting us in position to even have an attempt. You know, obviously they're in the first play. I don't think we got anything on it. And the next play, throw a nice pass to the sideline, gives us a shot. And then we go in and as a group and execute that kick. And it was a snap. It was a hold. It was protection. I mean, it was a true team job, you know, and that's for everyone.
Did you get a sense off his foot? Did it sound?
It sounded good. You couldn't tell. I was more focused on Odell Beckham back there because I couldn't tell. He was kind of moving around. I said, hell, this thing falls short. We got to get on cover. And then as soon as I saw the official put his hands up, obviously I went out and found Jake and celebrated with the rest of the guys. But just one of the greatest ones I've been a part of in my 14 years playing. You never give up. You play to the last second. And we needed all of it today. You know, we went out and did a nice job.
The kick was set up after Carson Wentz completed a pass late in the game with seconds left on the clock, 7 seconds left on the clock. The Eagles facing a play where, well, do you throw it down the field? No, you throw it on the sideline. 7 seconds left, Carson Wentz, a deep right out to Alshon Jeffrey. He makes the catch for 19 yards. 1 second remained on the clock. The ball at the Giants' 43-yard line. This is what Jeffrey remembers from the play. Just make the catch and get out of bounds.
It's just a play that, we practice millions of times. I mean, just practice, just trying to make a play, something that we practice on Fridays and Saturdays. Torrey did a great job taking the top off, and the defense, I seen two cornerbacks and safety, they went back, then I broke out. Carson made a hell of a throw. I'm just thinking, yo, just catch it, just get out of bounds. I mean, I ain't know how long our kicker can kick, but you made a great job. Great kick, hey, we'll take it. Everything ain't perfect, but we'll take it.
Wentz didn't have his best day, but he was patient, he was efficient, he ran the football when he had to. Wentz scrambled for 22 yards on 6 carries, and at the end of the day, he made enough big plays to get the Eagles the win, and for the first time, take the Eagles down the field and score winning points at the end of the game. Here is quarterback Carson Wentz following this huge win.
Just praying it went in. And how often do you see that, a 61-yarder? I think it was the longest in franchise history, I think someone said. So good for him. Hats off to him, guy that just got here 2 weeks ago. I mean, we're all pretty pumped for the kid. It's huge for us. You know, like you said, from 1 year ago, you know, we were always finding ways to lose these games. You know, we were always just coming up short, just one play here, one play there. And so to fight till the end, to have that comeback at the end, to get that drive together, and then kick that field goal, and then the game-winning field goal, that was just huge for us. A huge sign of, like you said, huge growth. I mean, something we can definitely build on now.
Hi, I'm tight end Brent Celek, and you're listening to the Eagles Live Podcast with Dave Spadaro.
Touchdown, Brent Celek!
Everyone was involved in a mad, wild, crazy celebration after the kick. Tight end Zach Ertz was on the field for the kick. Let's hear from him as he saw the play and reacted.
In the play, I was on the left wing trying to protect my side, and it was an unbelievable kick. I mean, we were so focused on Odell being back there pre-snap that we were like, we got to be firm in the pocket. We got to be firm on our protection. Then we got to protect and release. As I see that thing going, I'm like, man, this thing really has a chance, and just kept going and going. And when they signaled it was good, I was shocked. 61 yards into the win. I mean, the kid's got a leg on him, obviously. And we're happy to have him. When I saw Odell kind of looking up through the upright is when I knew it was good, and obviously everyone went crazy, and it was an electric feeling, electric atmosphere. We're never going to be perfect going against the NFC East team. It's always going to be competitive, and they got a great defense too.
Zach, what a crazy way to win the game. What does it mean to win a game like that way?
Yeah, it's huge. Obviously, facing a lot of adversity, obviously, in the second half. We thought we were up 14-0. I freaking gave them 7 points, unfortunately, with the fumble. But we were able to overcome it as a team, and that's what teammates are for. It's the ultimate team game football is. So it was a great win, something that we didn't overcome a lot last year, so it's good to finally get one and hopefully stack it again.
Center Jason Kelce had his perspective on this victory, a big one for the Eagles against the Giants.
The bottom line is, I think, you know, we gave up, a 14-point lead to tie the game, then we get the ball back and end up coming back with a late-minute field goal to win it. I think good and great teams find a way to win close games like that. They find a way to push through adversity, and those are some of the situations. I mean, we lost a lot of close football games last year, and if we can keep sneaking out ones that are close this year, that's going to be the difference between a playoff team and a team that's, you know, not making the playoffs. So I think it's always big when you win close ones, especially in division against a team like that.
The Eagles' defense absolutely dominated the Giants, shutting them out for 3 quarters, and then the Giants got hot. Eli Manning really heated up as the Eagles really suffering from some injuries, already short at the safety position without Rodney McLeod and Corey Graham and Jalen Watkins, all of whom were listed as out before the game. The Eagles' defense also losing middle linebacker Jordan Hicks with a sprained ankle and defensive tackle Fletcher Cox with a calf injury. Chris Maragos, a starter for the third time in his career, he played well as a deep safety, talked about the defensive performance, the good, and then the not so good as the Giants roared back from 14 points down. Three touchdown passes from Eli Manning, including a 77-yarder to Sterling Shepard after two touchdown passes to Odell Beckham Jr. Here is Chris Maragos, Eagles starting safety, on the win today. First, Chris, let's talk about the defense, your role. Things were going so well for so long, and then it really was a struggle.
Yeah. You know, for us, we knew it was going to be a hard-fought battle. You know, anytime you're playing a divisional opponent, everybody knows each other. You got a guy like Eli who's, you know, so seasoned, you're not going to trick him on defense. He's very direct with the ball. He knows where he wants to go. And, you know, for us, you know, we played really well those first three quarters, a couple plays here and there. But, you know, guys battled, and that's what you need in these divisional games. It was fun.
And then you came back and got some key stops late. What happened there?
You know, I think for us, just settling down, just here and there. They're going to make their plays. We're going to make some plays. And it's going to be back and forth, but you know, we knew that, you know, whoever's going to be able to throw that last punch and be able to withstand it is going to win, and we did that today.
The last punch happened to be a 61-yard field goal. Where were you on the play?
Quite an exclamation point.
Where were you on the play? What was your reaction?
You know, I was behind the bench because I was trying to get a good, you know, viewpoint of it. You know, Jason did such a good job for us. Obviously, in practice, he's been hitting bombs, so we knew he had a strong enough leg to get it there. And right when it went off his foot, it looked like it was kind of coming back in, and we were like, hey, man, this thing's in. And what a way to win for our team, you know? We had guys injured this week. You know, we were down a bunch of different places, you know, guys stepping in, stepping up. You know, it's just been a great whole team win.
Yeah, what does it mean, do you think? Now you can catch your breath 2-1 beating the Giants.
Yeah, oh, it's big for our team. You know, I mean, when you start really looking at, you know, what's going on, you know, in our division, and, you know, winning that, it's big for us.
How'd you play? How was it out there?
It was good, yeah. I felt like I played really well. I mean, Coach Schwartz, Corey, Tim, those guys did such a good job getting me ready for this game. You know, under the circumstances, all those guys getting hurt, you know, for me, I just wanted to go out there and put my best foot forward. I felt like I played really well. There's one play I'd like to take back, but other than that, man, I felt like I went out there and did what I needed to do to help team win.
And not an easy group of wide receivers to handle.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, you look at their tight end, you know, really good player, and all their receivers, just a lot of firepower. And, you know, Eli knows where he's going with the ball. You're not going to trick him in your coverages, things like that. And yeah, we did a good job today.
Thanks, Chris.
Yep.
The Eagles defense did make a huge play late in the first half after head coach Doug Peterson decided to go for a 4th-and-8 at midfield. The play failed, and the Giants were able to drive down the field. They had a 1st-and-10 at the Eagles 10. They gained 8 yards on first down, and then they had 3 cracks at it from the 2-yard line. A touchdown pass reversed, so that was an incomplete pass on 2nd down. An incomplete pass to Sterling Shepard on 3rd down. That set up a 4th-and-1 run. Vinnie Curry making the play. This is what he had to say about that play, that moment, and his mindset there. Vinny, the goal line stand, philosophy of the defense, what were you guys thinking when the Giants were down there?
Shoot, let's just make a play, you know, let's get penetration, make a play. One thing we always say, why not you? So in my head, I was just like, you know, I'm going to make this play. I didn't have no doubt in my mind.
So you got off the ball well, kind of run me through it.
Yes, you know, so we're in a call that, you know, kind of put me in a B gap, and I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to use my first step, you know, trying to get penetration. And something told me when he still was in the dot that the guy was going to try to jump, so I just went straight for his legs.
What do you think that did in terms of just changing the momentum of the game?
It got us everybody hyped, man. You know, anytime you get a 4th down stop like that, man, you get the defense pumped up. So,
and the way it went down at the end, I mean, falling behind, coming back, kicker went through with a 61. Where were you for the kick?
I was just going crazy on the sideline. I was so happy that he did that.
Carry him off the field? Were you one of the people carrying him off the field?
No. I was too hyped. Throwing my gloves and everything in the air.
Vinny, how big is this win for the Eagles?
It's real big. You know, go 2-0 in the division is huge for us.
Congratulations.
Man, thank you.
How about a story of a hometown boy who came home and did great things? Corey Clement grew up in Glassboro, New Jersey. He dreamed of being a Philadelphia Eagle, as we'll hear in this interview after the game. And on Sunday, he had 6 carries, 22 yards, including a 15-yard touchdown run, part of the Eagles' 193-yard effort on the ground. Wendell Smallwood, 71 yards on 12 carries. LeGarrette Blount, a touchdown and 67 yards on 12 carries. And here is Corey Clement after his game, his big game, a homecoming game, a game, his first regular season one at Lincoln Financial Field. And the local boy did great. So, Corey, you were a huge Eagles fan as a kid, right?
Yep.
You honestly really dreamed of coming here and playing football for the Eagles?
Yeah, I really I crossed the Walt Whitman so many times in the Ben Franklin. I looked over it every single time. I'm like, where's the link at? Where's the link? And I see it. I see it light up at night. I just visualized as a kid, and it's kind of weird. It's kind of like a dream. It just shows, you know, the sky's the limit. You know, if you put your heart to it. I knew once I became a free agent, I knew where I wanted to go. And, you know, this team hasn't let me down since, and I don't think they ever will. So I'm going to keep putting my best foot forward, you know, for this organization. You know, just keep allowing their trust to stay within me, because I think I could be a vital piece of this offense.
Was there at all a difficulty keeping it from not being overwhelming today at first?
To be honest, no. That was my first, you know, home game. You know, adrenaline was running, and I tried to make my adrenaline work for the best of me. And I tried to stay calm, but it was impossible. So, you know, throughout the whole game, I was on alert, and I wanted to do everything so perfect, but that's not the nature of the game. You got to be able to, you know, take some adversity and, you know, grow from it.
Tell me about the touchdown run.
I already told myself I'm scoring before the play even started. I saw the outside open. Had one defender, I had to make a miss, and that's what Deuce Daly always, you know, provides is great information on how to break down the second level. So game of move, had to stay up on my balance and get it into the end zone. I wasn't going to be denied at all.
For your first game in the regular season at Lincoln Financial Field, what an amazing start to finish game. It's going to be tough to top this one.
Yeah, definitely tough, especially coming down with a kick. I knew it, and I was just like, man, give us a ball. What we had, 13 seconds left? It just shows the amount of teamwork that we could really put forward to having a great season. So being 2-0 in the division right now, gives us a good start, but we can't take it for granted. So we're going to go out there and really try to execute as far as the rest of the season goes, and don't let it get the best of us.
Head coach Doug Peterson after the game, it wasn't pretty for sure. The Eagles letting that 14-0 lead dissipate, but they came back late in the game with some big plays, some big points. They outscored the Giants late in this game 13-3 in that final quarter after the Giants took a 21-14 lead. Here are some of the selected quotes from head coach Doug Peterson after the game.
With time and only one timeout, we were trying to get as close as we could, but we felt that if we were outside of that, about where we were going to at least attempt it. I think it's a mindset. Guys came out in a frame of mind that, again, listen, this is a good defensive front now. You know, our offensive line put it on their backs to make it go and dialed up the run game and great blocks, good execution. We sort of spit and sputtered a little bit there in the third quarter, a little bit of the fourth, but got it back on track towards the end of the game.
The Eagles now 2-1, a long list of injuries. We'll update them for you in our Eagles Live podcast later in the week. But they get ready for the Los Angeles Chargers on Sunday, a game that will again have a huge Eagles flavor in the stands. The final score at Lincoln Financial Field on this Sunday, Eagles 27, Giants 24, a thriller of all thrillers. Jake Elliott, the longest field goal in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles, 61 yards, wins it for the Eagles to beat the 0-3 Giants. I'm Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider. Thanks for joining us on the Eagles Live Podcast Instant Reaction. Thanks to Brian Thomas and his crew for putting this all together. And thanks to you for joining in. Have yourselves a great Eagles day and fly, Eagles, fly. E-A-G-L-E-S.